Maybe if you'd executed my first two wishes better, I wouldn't be so strung out. Wrong thing to say. If I could have punched myself, I would have. Cleo stiffened, eyes wide, and then they narrowed, and I could almost see the millions of ways she was killing me in her mind right now. I braced myself for a barrage of scorn mixed with profanity. If there was one thing I'd learned about Cleo in the past couple of months, it was that she had an extensive vocabulary of swear words. Not only was her range impressive, it was also interestingly exotic. I was well acquainted with it, because it had been directed at me on the frequent occasions I managed to get her to come out of the pillbox. I'd thought I'd heard it all at this point in my life, but she proved me wrong. And somehow, whenever she directed her skill at me, I couldn't help but feel that every term she used was eminently fitting. "I'm so sorry you're dissatisfied with your first two wishes, master," she drawled in an uncharacteristically chilly tone that made me shiver. "I shall return to my vessel and spend my time reflecting on how to do better with your third wish." She turned and moved away from the door. Fuck. The lack of profanity made me panic. I leapt up the stairs in one bound and grabbed her arm in desperation. If she evaporated back into the box, I'd have a hell of a time getting her to come out again. "Cleo, I'm sorry. Don't go. I'm an asshole, okay? A dick. I'm every foul word you've called me since we met." The skin of her arm was soft beneath my fingers, but the bicep was firm. Did she work out? Would a genie even need to, being able to shapeshift and all? There was a small strange golden tattoo on her arm. I watched, fascinated, as it shifted from a crescent moon to some intricate round design that reminded me of snowflakes, and then into a symbol of some kind. This close, her scent was warm in my nostrils. It was a mix of jasmine, incense, and something spicy that I had yet to identify. The intoxicating medley had visited me in my dreams more than once. "Take your hand off me." The words were spoken slowly and in a deadly acid that had me snatching my hand back as though I'd touched a hot exhaust pipe. She glared up at me and twitched her arm as if to dislodge any germs I'd left on her creamy skin. "Sorry, so sorry," I said, my words coming out light and breathy as though I might set off a bomb. I took a half step back from her, lifting my hands in front of me in that universal "I'm not armed" gesture. "Please don't go," I pleaded. "I really need your help. Please?" There were less than 3 days left for me to make my third wish, and I was desperate not to fuck it up. I'd made the first two rather quickly, and they hadn't turned out exactly as I'd hoped. Well, no, I can't say that. I'd gotten exactly what I wished for. I was now ridiculously wealthy and famous. The problem was that both of those things had come with a lot of problems, like fleeing from people who were trying to kill me for reasons I had yet to determine. And I really didn't want to spend the rest of my life using my new, magically granted resources running, hiding, and generally having to look over my shoulder for the rest of my days. Of course, I could always wish to undo the first two wishes, but who in their right mind would do that?